Welcome to a Tuesday. It is the 14th day of April for 2020. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today. Well, the latest case of COVID-19 has been announced in Calaveras County. Yesterday afternoon, Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda confirmed the county's ninth case of COVID-19. The case is an older adult female from Valley Springs who has remained self-isolated at home. The source of the exposure is currently under investigation. Calaveras Public Health staff will continue the investigation to determine those who may have had close personal contact with the newly identified positive individual while assessing and monitoring them for signs and symptoms of the COVID-19 illness.
Well, Mule Creek State Prison reports a case of COVID-19. On Friday, California Department of Corrections and Rehab included the Ione Prison on their list of confirmed. According to Amador Public Health, this case, an employee who resides outside the county. Therefore, they will not be included in the county's confirmed stats. The current lab confirmed number for Amador County remains at 7.
And Amador County's Emergency Operations Center released their daily bulletin, and as JD said, the total lab confirmed positive cases in Amador County remains at 7. Hospitalized COVID-19 cases to date, 2. Of those 2 hospitalized cases, both have recovered and been released from isolation. No COVID-19 related deaths in Amador County to date. Again, for the latest COVID-19 stats in Amador County, you can visit the county's website and then go to COVID-19.
Well, Calaveras County school officials reported Monday a recent scam attempt targeting those interested in helping support COVID-19 emergency education-related activities. The bogus activity involved an unauthorized solicitation for tech equipment, cleverly crafted, appealing to county residents wanting to support students challenged by distance learning. In the interest of derailing such scams before they get traction, Calaveras Office of Education advises the public to not contribute to solicitations asking for equipment, donations, or funds for students, but to report them immediately to the office at 736-4662. Now, instead, officials in both Calaveras and Amador counties say interested folks should reach out to the district directly for accurate info on what is actually needed and best ways to provide support. School officials share there are many new needs arising during this challenging time. The community can help in a number of ways.
And Governor Newsom announced yesterday a Western States Pact has been reached between California, Oregon, and Washington to guide in developing a framework for reopening the economies and controlling COVID-19 into the future. Newsom's declined to give details about the specific plan for reopening the economy, but promised that more information will be unveiled at today's noon media briefing. Newsom touted the importance of regionalism during his Monday afternoon daily press conference, noting that you can go fast alone or far together. The 3 West Coast states have collectively agreed to best practices for the greater region that will help them create their own state-specific plan.
Well, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas has fallen in California, while some gas stations in the U.S. have been selling for under a dollar. The nationwide average is only $2.01 a gallon, but a station in Cleveland, Ohio started selling regular unleaded last week for only 94 cents per gallon, only to be soon outdone by a station in Kentucky selling gas for 93 cents per gallon. Now, the price has dropped 14 cents nationwide over the past 2 weeks, 52 cents over the past 7 weeks. The decline attributed to a price war on crude oil between Saudi Arabia and Russia and a decline in demand due to fewer cars on the road during coronavirus pandemic. Now, the KVGC Highly Scientific and Technical Gas Survey shows regular unleaded selling in Amador County for $2.38 to $2.99 and in Calaveras $2.37 to $2.39. Now, gas is selling below $2 per gallon at some California stations in Farmersville, Oroville, Escondido, Lemoore, Tulare, Chico, and Madera. The price for fuel in California amongst the highest in the nation, with the state's tax on gas totaling around 60 cents per gallon.
Wow. So that means we would see gasoline for under $2 a gallon here in
without the tax, yeah.
Now, again, a quick reminder for Ione residents. You are asked to minimize non-essential water usage today through Thursday. Amador Water Agency requesting your cooperation to accommodate a major water treatment plant upgrade taking place at the Ione facility. Now, again, your water will not be turned off, but if you do, save and not use it, again, it'll make sure that there's enough water in the system for everybody. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC newsroom.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.